Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
You have a 12-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. and I'm sure she gives you a list. Is she the one that you buy the most for, I assume, at Christmas time?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Does she give you a list or do you wing it?
No, we normally ask her for a list of stuff she wants. And it's funny that the older she gets, the smaller the list is becoming, which is kind of good for my wallet.
Has she ever just asked for cash?
No, she
hasn't. If she just wanted cash, would you give her... If she gave you a list of three items, mm-hmm. and two weren't really expensive, and then she asked for whatever she normally gets, the kind of ballpark area, the rest in cash, would you give it to her?
No, I don't think I would.
Do you think it's weird to ask for cash at Christmas?
Yes.
But what do you... You don't know. If you're giving somebody a gift... And say it's not so much your significant other because you guys are kind of sharing bills and that.
Yeah.
But what if somebody could, you're about to give them, I don't know, a new, what's something that's expensive?
A car?
No, that's ridiculous.
An iPad.
Okay. Okay. Let's say you're going to give them the brand new iPad.
Yep.
But they can't pay their bills. And they said, oh, I'd rather just have cash. Like maybe you don't know where that cash is going to. What if they could really use help paying their electric bill?
But gas, see, for me, cash is not a gift. See, and the thing is...
Sorry, money bags.
No, but yeah. You know what I mean? It's, I think, and it may be just...
You think it's just too impersonal?
Thing. Yeah, I think there's something to be... it's a double-edged sword of thing, because if you give someone cash, regardless of whether they need it or whether they don't, isn't that just a... See, and the one thing that infuriates my wife so much is my... Mum and Dad do it to Maisie all the time.
Just like, give her cash?
They'll stick money in a birthday card. They'll stick money in a Christmas card.
Well, like, what are they going to get her? When was the last time?
They can ask, is there anything that she actually wants? Or you know what I mean? They never ask that question. They just throw cash in an envelope.
As somebody who has received cash, my grandma always used to give me cash for Christmas. I loved it.
I don't know. Cash is not a gift. I don't know.
That's insane to me. As I go by there are things like, okay, I could use, say, new, like something I want to ask for, but I could use new sports bras. Okay. I'm not going to ask somebody to go buy me sports bras, but if you gave me cash, that's what I would go buy with it.
Okay. Because I guess, well, and the thing is, and again, same in my house, is like, there's no trading of gift cards either.
You're insane. These are the best gifts. Cash and gift cards. 424-1234. Is cash not a gift? Is it rude to ask for cash?
Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Amber.
Hey, Amber. What do you think?
I think when it comes to kids, the gift cards maybe, but cash, unless they're out on their own and you're going to pay a bill for them or, hey, let me take care of that for you. Merry Christmas. I mean, because as an adult, you generally throughout the year, buy the things that you want. So, or maybe even a coworker, you could give them a gift card. That seems to be a little bit more personal. But just for regular family, I don't think that's an appropriate gift.
Amber, if you had, say you had no idea what to get somebody, and you wanted to spend $50 on them, do you feel better buying a $50 Visa gift card instead of just giving them $50 cash, even though it's the exact same thing?
Honestly, like if somebody wanted $50, I'd probably give them like $50 in ones. And it would look
and
like
make
a
it
lot
rain
more
on them. Yeah,
like,
throw it at them. You got to dance for these.
Or put them in individual envelopes, and they would have to open each one.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. All right, Amber, thanks for calling in this morning.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.